All right, it is the East Coast Radio Top 40. Danny Gazzelli and T. Klaba with you. Hope your Saturday is going well. Now, you know, we love to get behind people who make us proud. Rolf Schmidt from the Ndlovu Youth Choir. Rolf, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me, and a good afternoon to the listeners.
So, tell me, how did the Ndlovu Youth Choir come together? I mean, did you handpick them individually?
Yeah, well, all the singers have auditioned, but it started 10 years ago as a heating program out of the Ndlovu Care Group's Orphan and Vulnerable Children program, and it's just grown on from there, from an after-school activity into a professional ensemble. And as Mum Felicia Mabuza Sato mentioned in Los Angeles, she said this isn't a choir, it's a movement. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's just grown from strength every year.
Oh wow. Now I know this is hard to do, but try and take yourself back to that moment where you're at the airport and you're ready to leave on this massive journey, all right? First of all, how were you feeling? And then secondly, truthfully, what were your expectations and how far did you think you'd actually get, Rolf?
So the first time we went to LA, you know, you're sitting at the airport, you think to yourself, yeah, you just hope you get off the judges too, you know, that you get off fairly lightly and that you, you know, manage to pull it off and do a, you know, give a good account of yourself. The fact that they, I mean, we did 5 performances overall. We went to America 3 times. The last time we were there for 5.5 weeks, each round we thought was our last. So we weren't really ever competing. We were just celebrating and enjoying the moment.
Okay, that moment that you had the whole audience on their feet on your first performance, what emotions were you feeling? How did that feel for you individually, Rolf?
No, I was just keeping it together. I wasn't even worried about the audience. Making sure everything stays together and that everything works well. So I couldn't afford to get carried away by the audience at their feet, but I did enjoy the moment afterwards. When we realized that we'd done quite well.
Of course. Now, later on in the competition, you sung Higher Love, Whitney Houston and Kygo. Now, that's a song that's extremely popular on the East Coast Radio Top 40. Why did you choose that song in particular?
Well, choosing music for AGT is quite a complex process. It's got to do with the rights of the publishers and the original composers and broadcasting rights, all of that. But we were actually looking for a piece that appealed to an American market that was young and old. So we had the original Steve Winwood, and then, of course, the newer version with Kygo and Whitney Houston. And, of course, we also wanted to spread a message of love. It's like it was going through a very tough time, during that time. And, so it was kind of serendipitous that we stumbled upon that piece. I do all the arrangements of the choir, so when I hear a song, I've got to be able to hear the parts in between. Of all the African parts that I add. So, I had a good listen to it. I figured there was a lot we could do with it. And, I think it worked out beautifully.
You know, watching your performance when you did that, adding the African element was just absolutely incredible. That's obviously what makes you so, so unique. So well done for adding that in. I just want to know, what would you have done differently? If you could go back, would you change anything? Or are you happy the way everything went down?
No, I can honestly say I'm thrilled with how everything went down. I suppose if I could go back in time, I'd probably prepare better for the semis and the finals, because we truly believed we were going home after the quarters. Yeah. Then the American public surprised us and sent us millions of votes, so we had to stay, and the same thing happened again. But no, I honestly don't have any regrets. Yeah. I think it all worked out beautifully, and I must also say the singers were incredible, and the organization, Ndlovu Care Group, I always say the performances were a victory, but the logistics of making this happen were a triumph.
I can believe it. So, obviously, Cody Lee won. He's, incredibly talented. Do you feel personally that he was a deserved winner?
Yes, I think Cody Lee has overcome incredible odds to do it. But besides that, he's a fantastic singer in his own right. And to me, that's important. It's one thing, people were saying to us, as well, a choir from Africa and a sub story and what have you. But you have to be recognized, and to me it's important that our singers are recognized as good artists in their own right, not just for their story. And I think Cody Lee did that as well. He does have a very interesting story and overcome incredible odds, but he's a great artist in his own right. And I think he's a very deserved winner.
I must be honest, when I watched his first audition, I was crying like a baby. Hey, the emotions were just coming out. A different note, Simon Cowell, all right, he was once asked, that if there was a movie about him, he would want Brad Pitt to play his character. Now, I need to know from you, is he good looking in real life?
Well, firstly, to me, he's my boy, Si, but, no, I'm joking. He's a good look. I'm not in a position to comment on how good looking or not he is, because I'm the last to pass comments on that. But, what I can say is genuinely a good look. He greeted each of the choristers individually before every performance. He wished me luck. After every performance, he congratulated me. Genuinely a really, really nice guy that was in no ways the personality that some people try to perceive him as.
Because, you know, just to elaborate on what you said there, sometimes I watch him and I think, oh, he could be a little bit arrogant. And then sometimes I see such a genuine side of him when he compliments someone and you can see it in his eyes. So I've always wanted to ask someone who's met him, is he genuine? Is he humble? So I think you've just answered that for me.
Absolutely. No, he's really genuinely a lovely oak. He's a good oak. And I, you know, honestly, I mean, we've now been signed by him, and we are very confident that we're in very good hands and caring hands. And, myself and all the choristers will back me on that. We've got nothing but the highest praise for him.
So now, Rolf, you've said you've been signed by him. What exactly does that mean for you?
Well, that means we're going to be releasing a few tracks shortly, and hopefully an album following that not in the not too far distant future.
So obviously that means a lot of travel for you as well?
Well, it's not necessarily. I mean, South Africa's got great studios, we've got great producers, so I mean, it doesn't mean we're going to be traveling to New York or to LA or wherever to do the recordings. I think we can do them here, but I mean, everything's open at this point, I must be honest. I don't even know what I'm doing next week.
And is that exciting? Are you a person that's a creature of habits, or are you fine with the unexpected?
Yeah, I was talking to the choir yesterday, and I was saying to them, you know, we were going through the schedule, and it's a flight to here, and a flight there, and back here, and back here, and so on and so forth. And I was saying to them, guys, this is what we wanted. Yeah. It's here now, so let's get used to it and let's embrace it. So that's what we're doing, and we're very excited about all the opportunities that are coming our way.
Were you a Kersney boy?
Yeah, I'm a proud Kersney old boy, and I was also in the Drakensberg Boys Choir, so I was schooled in KwaZulu-Natal, and although I'm a big Lions supporter, I always have a soft spot for Natal.
And apparently, you know, you were quite tall when you were at school, so they were going, oh, here we go, we've got a big rugby player here, but then you obviously chose music and joined the choir. Is that true as well?
Yeah, but I still played my fair share of rugby. I thought I was a good crash ball lock forward. Always the type of guy that got across the game line every time he was given the ball. I lacked a bit in fitness, but made up for it in heart.
So you could do the pre-game performance, the halftime performance, and be great on the field. So you're an all-rounder, right, Rolf?
Absolutely. And that's one of the things I loved during my time at Kersney, is it was a fantastic opportunity coming from an art school like Drakensberg Boys Choir to be exposed to almost, for lack of a better word, a normal South African society. You're not in this arts bubble, and I hold that very dearly to me when I create music, because the music I create, I try and make sure that it appeals to a lot of people. And I thoroughly enjoyed my time at Kersney, really value the opportunities I got there and also the lessons I learned there.
Well, it's been incredible to follow your journey. You know, we as KZN have been right behind you and the Ndlovu Youth Choir from the very beginning. So I just want to say, on behalf of KZN and on behalf of East Coast Radio and the East Coast Radio Top 40, we are so incredibly proud of you. Well done.
No, thank you very much. And thanks also, I want to just take the opportunity to thank everybody who sent us messages. We're loads of messages from KZN and all over the country. It really meant a lot to us, you know, especially the last 2 weeks when they were in LA. The guys got a bit homesick, and we just got all these, we're flooded every day with beautiful messages, and it just kept everybody's spirits nice and high.
Oh, Rolf, thank you so much. Have a great day further, and we can't wait to see what happens in the pipeline for you.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Perfect. Thank you, Rolf.
Okay, cheers. Bye.